This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever. And we gave some really practical things to start off with, you know, different things like just, you know, if you want to get in better shape, do one push-up a day. If you want to know Jesus better, spend 1 minute a day. Things that were easily accomplished that you could build on. Now, in order to really truly change and to receive from God, because we're hoping that one of the changes you're making is you want to be more productive in the kingdom of God. Plus, you want to receive more from your Father and everything that He purchased from you, for you, by the blood of Jesus. And so, let's go ahead and we've begun to look at these scriptures and talk about God's methodology. Because if you don't understand God's methodology, you're always going to be frustrated. And sometimes we're applying the wrong principles at the right time, right? Do you understand what I mean by that? Let's say, okay, you can't play basketball with football rules because it's no longer basketball, right? And there's a lot of times people have been trying to apply the wrong principles at the wrong time. They've been praying about things that only the Word will provide. It's fine to pray. We should pray. We should have fellowship with the Lord. But I'll give you peace as a good example, okay? And this is a big thing. Over the years, I think one of the most common things I've had asked people to pray for, besides finances, was peace. Pray that I have peace. Well, the problem is that praying for peace is not a long-lasting solution, okay? Because the Bible doesn't say peace comes through prayer. The Bible says first and foremost that Jesus gave you His peace so that you already possess peace. Whether you're walking in it or not is an entirely different matter. The other thing of it is it says grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. In other words, if you'll sow the word down on the inside of yourself about God, who God is and how much He loves you, what He's provided, that peace will be a result. Okay, or should be a result. But see, people say, well, I just want you to pray that I have peace. Well, grace and peace are multiplied to you in the knowledge of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you're going to have to get to know God better. You're going to have to get to know the Lord better and spend time with Him. I don't have time for that. Well, then you're never truly going to have peace. And but I'm praying for peace every day. Go ahead. You can pray that you become a purple dinosaur. And that's not going to make it happen because that's not the way it works, okay? And when people say, I don't have any peace, the first thing I'm telling you is you do not know God, you don't know Jesus, and your mind is not stayed on Him. People say, that's not true. I do too. No, you don't. Because if you knew God, grace and peace would be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Bible says if you keep your mind stayed on Him, He shall keep you in perfect peace. So if you're not on peace, listen, it's not just you, it's me. When I realize I'm not at peace, I have to stop and say, hey, I'm not at peace. My mind must not be on Jesus. It's that simple, okay? So we need to understand how God does things. Now, one underlying principle in the kingdom of God is the way God does everything is through His Word. Everything that was created with His Word. And so a lot of times people don't understand this, but people say, well, I have cancer and I don't know what I should do. Put the word down on the inside of you. Sow the word. Yeah, but I just told you that I have cancer. I don't have a reading problem. I have cancer. Right. And the word is the solution. Right. The word will produce a harvest in your body. This is my physical body. We're not talking about, you're telling me I should do something with the word. How is the word going to affect my body? Well, there's a lot of things, ways that it will. One, the word will produce what it promises when it's sown. Just like a word, like if you sow a tomato seed, like we talked about, it's going to produce tomatoes. If you sow the word in regards to healing, it's going to produce healing. And really, this should make sense, because if the word created everything, then the word should be able to fix everything, right? If the word ultimately created all matter, then the word should ultimately be able to fix all matter, right? What you perceive as reality was created through his word. So his word should fix what you perceive to be reality. And what I say perceived to be reality, because really, this isn't really reality. I mean, it's a portion of it, but the Bible says that this will be folded up like a garment and put away, and yet everything of the things of God will still remain. How real is something? Exactly how much realism to it? Like me, okay? I'm wearing a shirt right now, right? And this shirt is real. It is an aspect of reality. But it's not really me. How do I know that? Well, because I can take this shirt off, fold it up, and put it in a drawer. So which is more real? Me, who's wearing the shirt, or the shirt itself that I'm able to put into a drawer? You can't put me in a drawer. You know. So you need to understand how God does things. You need to understand the way God works, and God works through his word. Okay, so we've been started to see this, because listen, again, you can even spend time in the word, and unless you are watchful over what's happening with what you're doing with the word still will not produce, and I'll explain. Here in Mark chapter 4, once again, by the way, if you've missed anything that we've said, our partners have made it possible for us to provide these materials for you absolutely free. You can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and you can listen to these messages over and over. So here we are. Now, let's start down in verse 13. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you all understand all the parables? Once again, this is the key of this parable. This is how foundational getting a hold of this is. If you don't get this, you're not going to understand anything that he's saying. He said, the sower sows the word. Okay, so the first thing is that when God wants to bring change, the sower is going to sow the word. Okay, now, there's going to be a group of people in verse 15 that he's going to sow it, and these are the ones sown by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Comparing that to Matthew 13, it's they didn't understand the word they heard, and they were fine with it, right? They sat in the service, the pastor taught something, Pastor Jesus taught something, they didn't understand it, and they said, wow, that's interesting, deep. You know, probably deeper than where I'm at. I don't quite understand that, but you know what? It's noon. Let's go eat. Whereas there was this other group of people who said, no, we're not going to eat. I need to get this. Can you explain this to us? So what does this tell you about your own personal life? First off, when you hear the word and you don't understand it, don't just say, oh, well. Say, no, I'm going to get a hold of it. That's how you move to the second group, right? You make up your mind, I'm going to understand this. I expect to be taught. I expect for my pastor to teach me. I expect for the Holy Spirit to teach me. I expect for the word itself to impart to me. And this word, whatever I'm sowing into my heart, it's going to get a hold of me, and it's going to bring forth change. Now let's talk about this next group. Okay? We're only going to be able to start on this, but he says, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with gladness. They have no root in themselves, and so only endure for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Or, you know, the regular King James says offended. Okay, now this is another group. So let's kind of work this through. I sit and I hear the word, right? And I don't understand it. So I go to Jesus and I say, or I go to the pastor and say, hey, I don't understand what you were saying. I want to understand it. You're listening to these broadcasts. I don't understand what you're saying. Back it up. I'm going to listen to it again. I'm going to listen to it until I get it. Guess what? I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to see some understanding. Wow, that is awesome. And then all of a sudden you get excited. Woo! Are you telling me that God loves me? Are you telling me that God wants to help me? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling. And you begin to get an understanding and you get excited about it, right? But you only endure for a time, right? When the excitement's gone, so is your commitment, and you don't stick with it because the excitement's gone. Do you know the people that get the most out of exercise are not the people that exercise when they're excited about exercising? The people that get the most out of exercise are the people that continue to exercise after the excitement is gone. That they don't feel like doing it, but they're going to get up and do it anyway. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. But before I turn this over to Michael, I want you to think about something. You were so wanted as a harvest to the Father that He sowed Jesus for you. He wanted you. And so He sowed Jesus, the living Word, so that you could become a part of His family. You know, I don't know, maybe right now you could be in one of two conditions, that you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, or you've accepted Jesus but you went your own way. Do you know that your Father loves you so much He sowed His biggest, best seed for you? That He wanted you? That He wanted you as a part of His family? And how did He go about pursuing you to bring you into His family? He sowed the Word. Jesus is the Word made flesh. Remember what it says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Talking about Jesus. And then a little bit further down it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. Why did He sow that Word? Because He wanted you. How did He go about getting you? He sowed the Word, Jesus. You are so desired by Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, that He sowed His best seed to receive you. He sowed the highest level of the Word possible to receive you. You know, He just didn't say, come join me. He said, no, I will sow the Word for you. That's how important you are. Jesus came to deliver you and to receive you. The living Word gave itself for you. Stay tuned and listen to Michael as to how to receive Jesus.
Kurt Owen Ministries wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent His Son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injuries so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive these benefits, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make Him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. Just believe that He is alive and that He loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that You are alive and that You love me and that You gave Your life for me. I believe that because I'm asking, You are becoming alive in me right now. I give You my old life while I accept Your life. I also make You my Lord. I commit to do what You say with the understanding that You will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather You lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Ghost, please also come into me now and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said that You would. Father, thank You for giving Your Son and accepting me so that now I can actually call You Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hands that will help you on your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to saved@kurtowen.com. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your